Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, Amar Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, Bechol Yom V'Yom, Baskol, Yotzes Mehar Chorev, Umachrezes Ve'omeres, Oy Lahem, Labrios Me'elbona Shel Torah, Shekol Mishena Osek Ba'Torah Nikra Nazov. Rishum Levi teaches that in every single day, a heavenly voice of Baskol emanates from Mount Chorev, the place of Sinai, proclaiming and saying, woe to them, to the Jewish people, to Klal Yisrael, because anybody who does not engage in Talmud Torah is really insulting the Torah, because whoever does not occupy himself with the Torah is called rebuked. Thus, this is the Baskol that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi refers to, that emerges every single day, a heavenly voice that emerges from Mount Chorev. But let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard that Baskol? Have I ever heard that Baskol? Have Klal Yisrael, have the Jewish people, ask your friends and neighbors, have they ever heard this heavenly voice on a daily basis? The Baal Shem Tov asked this question, says, who hears this Baskol? What does Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi mean when he says, Bechol Yom V'Yom Baskol Yotzis Me'er Chorev U'machrezes V'Omers? How can that be? Because look around and ask around, who's hearing this heavenly voice that's emerging and that's announcing every single day to inspire the people to learn Torah? Says the Baal Shem Tov, yes, we do. Maybe you won't hear it with our ears in the regular, normal fashion, but do you know what? Our neshama, our soul, hears that baskol every day. Every single day, there's a heavenly voice that emerges from heaven, that emerges, and that man can tap into and hear. Those significant moments of inspiration, those serious times throughout the course of the day when a person is inspired and says, ah, I want to learn Torah, I want to do a mitzvah, I want to do right. That's the baskol that's emerging from the cosmos, from heaven, that is telling us that yes, we can do good, we will do good, we are called to do the right thing. Indeed, yes, we are all hearing this baskol. When we sit down to learn Torah, when we sit down to do a good deed, when we do the right thing, it's because the baskol is inspiring us and is speaking to our neshama, to our souls, very, very deeply and very sincerely, and saying, do the right thing, and gives us the extra push and the courage and inspiration to do what's right. The Sfas Emes, in his commentary on Avos, takes this one step further and explains that based upon the Pasuk in Sefer Dvarim Parshas Veschanan, that the Torah says that at Mount Sinai, at Har Sinai, there was a kol gadol lo yosaf. There was a great, great voice, lo yosaf, explained the Rishonim, that doesn't stop. Which means that from the moment of the giving of the Torah by Kadosh Baruch Hu to Har Sinai, there was a kol gadol lo yosaf, there was a voice, there was a sound that continues to penetrate and continues to ring, as if Makabalas HaTorah continues forever and forever and forever, never stops. And it's that kol gadol lo yosaf, as the Torah tells us in Parshas Veschanan, that's the baskol. That's what we're hearing every single day when we sit down to learn, when we engage in Talmud Torah, when we teach and when we study, when we open up a sefer, when we hear a shir, we're healing that voice back from Kabbalas HaTorah. Upwards of 3,000 years ago, we're also part of Kabbalas HaTorah. We're listening to Torah. We're engaged in Talmud Torah. We're very much part of it. And thus the Ramban says, Nachmanides, that the Rambam forgot to count a very basic mitzvah principle, and that is that we are required to remember Maimar Har Sinai every single day. Pentishka chasadvar masheroe necha, says the Ramban, that we are required to fulfill a daily mitzvah to make sure to remember Matan Torah every single day, because a Jew is involved, is engaged, connects with Kabbalas HaTorah today. Yes, today. It wasn't just something that our ancestors were privy to and that we recall and commemorate on Shavuos and Chag Matan Torah Seinu, but rather every single day, every single Jew is privy to Kabbalas HaTorah, should remember Kabbalas HaTorah by learning Torah, and indeed, here's the baskol. In 1990, at the 9th Siyam Hashas of Daf Yomi, Rabbi Aaron Cutler, Zichrona Levracha, asked the following question in a famous address that he gave at the Siyam Hashas. We're all familiar that there are many, multiple, tens of mitzvos that are Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim. We say it in Kiddush every single Friday night, Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim. Multiple mitzvos that we perform every single day, the Torah says, are indeed because we want to recall and commemorate Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. Asked Rabbi Aaron Cutler, why are there no mitzvos to commemorate the giving of the Torah at Sinai? That's what made us into a nation, is the most seminal event in Jewish history. It made us into the Jewish people. Yetzias Mitzrayim was just a precursor, was a vehicle to allow us to be the Makabli HaTorah. So why are there so many mitzvos, Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, but no mitzvos Zecher L'maimer Har Sinai? And I will quote the answer that Rabbi Aaron Cutler gave and paraphrase his language. And it says as follows. The Exodus was surely a momentous event, one that we recall every day in a variety of commandments. But it happened in the past. It's something that we recall but do not experience. But in describing the revelation at Sinai, the Torah states that Hashem spoke to His people in a great voice that did not speak, as I just mentioned, Kol Godol Lo Yosef, as Unkelis explains. Says Rabbi Aaron, the revelation at Sinai continues till this very day. Hashem took the great voice of Kabbalah Satorah and placed it into the Torah itself. The Torah is revealed to us constantly, always. Thus, there is no need for a mitzvah to commemorate an event that is still unfolding. We continue Kabbalah Satorah when we learn, when we do what we're supposed to do, when we follow in the path of the Torah, when we do the mitzvot Hashem. We aren't commemorating something. We are showing that the Torah is still unfolding, that Kabbalah Satorah continues till this day, that we're hearing the baskol, we're hearing this heavenly voice that's emanating from heaven on a daily basis, and we are doing what we are supposed to do. That's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi explains, and that's what he means when he says, "Bechol yom Yotzes baskol mehar choriv." Every day, this voice, this heavenly baskol emanates and merges. Our role is to continue passing on this voice. Our role is to continue the Mesorah, to continue the tradition, to teach it to our children and to our grandchildren, to teach it to students, friends and neighbors, colleagues, wherever we are. Because when we do that, we ensure and we concretize that this baskol continues. Kabbalah Satorah continues to unfold. We aren't a nation that lives in the past. We are a nation that lives today and continues to look forward to the future. Torah is not something that we recall, commemorate, and look back to. Torah is not a book of the past. The Torah is a book that unfolds every single day in front of our very own eyes. Parshas HaShavua is alive. You look into the text, you look into the parsha, you see things that are happening in your life and in nationally and universally. Because the Torah is a Torah's Chaim. It's a book of life that's here to teach us here and now in the year 2020, Tuf Shin Pei Aleph. It teaches us how to live and to do the things that we are supposed to do. Let's continue to listen carefully, to open our ears for that baskol, to that voice that's speaking to us on a daily basis. And if we're not hearing it, the deficiency is with us, because the baskol is speaking. It's loud. It's a kol gadol lo yosef. It's a voice that never ceases, that never stops. We need to open our ears and listen. Just like when it came to Yisro, prior to Kabbalah Satar, Vayishma Yisro. Yisro heard something. How did he hear something that nobody else heard? Because he was looking to listen. He recognized that there was something happening. There was something different. Where was the rest of the world? Why was only Yisro inspired to come closer to the Jewish people? Because he heard the baskol. He heard the sound. He heard about Kriyas Yamsov. He heard about Yetzias Mitzrayim. He heard about Kabbalah Satorah. He understood that there was something great taking place. There's so many voices that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing to resonate with us. The question is, are we hearing them? There's a kol. There's a voice everywhere we go. There's a kol Hashem alamayim, kol Hashem bakoach, kol Hashem bakavod, kol Hashem shover arazim v'shaber Hashem es arze halvanon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice is everywhere. We need to listen and see what we can do to hear it, to implement it, and to continue to pass it on forever and ever. We'll be mizocha to hear this special voice, this baskol, and to continue to use it properly and to pass it on for generations and generations.